Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rama Rami Kaladhara. Prabhavam Navidham Nati. Mudhanam na kuru buddhinam. Shantu marhasite kramam. Rama Rama kiladhara. Prabhavam na vidhamate. Mudhanam na kuru buddhinam. Shanto marhasyati kramam. Rama Rama kiladhara. Prabhavam navidam te. Mudhanam na kuru buddhinam. Shanto marhasyati kramam. Rama Rama kiladhara. Prabhavana pidanate. Mudhanam nakula. Santumarhasyati kramam. Rama Rama kiladhara. Prabhavanna pitamati mudhanam na kulpudinam tatikam ramo ramo kilatnika prabhavanna pitamati Shantumarhasyati kramam. Ramo Ramo kiladhara. Prabhavam navidam. Mudhanam tu purinam. Shantumarhasyati kramam. Rama Rama Kiladhara Bhavavan Napitam Nati Kuti Shanti Marhashuti Kramam. The messages. Abhavam navidham te mudhanam na kupudinam santu mahasyati kramam. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, Boy Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Kaurava said, O Rama, Rama, foundation of everything, we know nothing of your power. Please excuse our offense, for we are ignorant and misguided. Please repeat. The Kaurava said, O Rama, Rama, foundation of everything, we know nothing of your power. Please excuse our offense. For we are ignorant and misguided. You alone, translations for the rest. You alone cause the creation, the maintenance, and annihilation of the cosmos. And of you there is no prior cause. Indeed, O Lord, authorities say that the worlds are mere playthings for you as you perform your pastimes. O unlimited one of a thousand heads, as your pastime, you carry this earthly globe in one of your heads. At the time of annihilation, you withdraw the entire universe within your body and remain all alone and lie down to rest. Your anger is meant for instructing everyone. It is not a manifestation of hatred or envy. O Supreme Lord, you sustain the pure mode of goodness, and you become angry only to maintain and protect this world. Purport. The Kurus admit that Lord Balaram's anger was entirely appropriate and, in fact, was meant for their benefit. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti puts it, the Kuru is meant to say, because you exhibit your anger, we have now all become civilized, whereas previously we were wicked and could not see you, blinded as we were by pride. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshura Militandina Tasmai Shri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. I read up to 48. Yeah. No, up to 47 I read.
48.
Okay, 48. We bow down to you, O soul of all beings, O wielder of all potencies, O tireless maker of the universe. Offering you obeisances, we take shelter of you. Purport. The Kauravas clearly realized that their lives and destinies were in the hands of the Lord. So here, Lord Balaram, although he's becoming angry, it's been pointed out, but that anger is not due to lust. A person becomes angry when his desires are not fulfilled. This is the reason for krodha. Kam, krodha, lobha. It's a progression. You become lusty, you want something, you have some desire. You cannot fulfill it. The next manifestation is krodha. I must fill it. You become angry. So if you find yourself becoming angry, you should understand it's because you have some lusty desire, you want something, and you're not fulfilling it. And then with the anger comes, I must have it, I must have greed. Kam, krodha, lobha. And then with that greed comes moha, illusion, and gradually a person becomes degraded. Balaram is not an ordinary person, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his anger is not like ordinary person's anger. He became angry with the Kurus. They didn't follow his instructions. Why you've disobeyed me? You should have followed my advice. So he became angry. So apparently it's like a normal person becoming angry, but his anger here is to teach a lesson. Luckily, the Kurus come to their senses, and the first thing they say is that we are ignorant, please excuse us. We didn't know, we forgot everything of your supremacy, of your position. So you please kindly forgive us. So then they begin to offer him nice prayers to pacify him. there are different instances when Balaram becomes angry. And one was with Ramahashanasuta. Ramahashanasuta was sitting on the Vyasa sign, and Balaram was making his tour of India while the battle of Kurukshetra was going on. He didn't want to take part in that. He didn't want to take sides. So he dropped out and he went on a pilgrimage. And then he came to where the sages were having a sacrifice, and Ramahashanasuta was appointed to be the speaker by the Brahmanas. Although he was from a mixed family, he was Kshatriya and Brahmin mixed. Anyway, all the sages stood up and received Balaram when he appeared to worship him. But Ramahashanasuta, he thought, well, I'm sitting on the Vyasa sign, I've been posted here, so like I'm in the position, so generally the attention and command is going on that person sitting on the Vyasa sign has been voted there. So he didn't get up, he didn't stand up when Balaram walked in. And Balaram was thinking, this person, he doesn't know the real principles of religion. Yet he's sitting there to speak on the real purpose or the essence. He should bring out the Siddhanta, the essence of life. This is why the sages post him in that position. But he's forgetting the main principle. The sitting on the Vyasa sign, being blessed by all the Brahmanas, that's okay, that's very, very official. So he's doing everything officially, alright. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead walked in, he forgot the essence. Sarvadanam parityajam amikam saranam braja. Am tam sarva papi bo moksha ishmi mahasam. So he didn't recognize that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond all of the rules and regulations. In fact, he's the purpose of all the rules and regulations are to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that very same Supreme Personality of God appeared before him as Lord Balaram, but he failed to recognize. So Lord Balaram was angry, and then he started to consider this person's mixed, he's a mixed caste, he wasn't a pure Brahmana. I can't remember which way around it was. His father was a Brahmana and his mother was a Kshatriya, or his father was a Kshatriya, his mother was a... Anyway, it's a Pratiloma, a mixed. So Balaram, he picked up on that. He considered his actual low birth or some it was a disadvantage. Better to have a pure Brahmana, right? From mother and father, but so there was a slight defect there. Balaram looked for that. Now it's interesting because we're told never to look for the faults of others. But we can understand by Lord Balaram's activity that when someone is doing something wrong, then you can consider his past. Generally we don't do it, but Balaram was pointing out you can, if he's done something, you can consider the past, his past, his defect of not being a pure Brahmana was there this time. So that's something quite natural. If someone does something wrong, then you can go back and see, yes, there is, he made some mistakes before, he did something before. So Lord Balaram showed that. Anyway, he thought that this man is not qualified, so but he's not there. So with a piece of kusha grass, he just cut off his head. Then all the Brahmanas were, oh, what have you done? What have you done? He was appointed to sit down and speak. And we all gave him blessings. He'll have a long duration of life. And now you've finished. You have long duration of life, full control over the senses and everything. Now all our blessings are also going in vain. Our blessings should be infallible. We're Brahmanas, but you've killed Ramahashana. So how can our blessings become manifested? So Balaram said, "Oh, really? I can bring him back to life again. It's okay." So this is the supremacy of Balaram, which nobody can match or equal. He killed the person, but he had the power to bring him back to life again, simply by his willing. So the sages said, no, you have spoken, that should remain. Whatever you have said, it should remain. And you should kill him with that very uncommon weapon of a kusha grass. It wasn't a big sword, it was a piece of grass. So that should stay intact, your desire to kill him and you're killing him. That should remain intact, but simultaneously our benediction should always remain intact. Should also remain intact. So you have to work it out, Balaram. He gave the problem to Balaram. You've got to satisfy us, our blessings, and you maintain your own desire of killing Ram, Harshan, and Shuta. So then Lord Balaram, the knower of everything, he said, okay. He said, this son is considered to be representative of the father. So his son was Shuta Goswami. So he said, what I can do, I'll transfer all of your blessings onto Shuta Goswami. He'll have full power on senses for the entire duration of this Jagannath, and he'll have very long life. So I'll transfer all those blessings that you gave to his father onto the son, and then the son can take the position and he can speak to you. So Lord Balaram is the expert adjuster of everything. So that's who we are dealing with here. So so this is what the Kauravas were realizing, that the lives and their lives and destinies were in the hands of the Lord. They were on death's doorstep. Balaram, he went to make a negotiations because Sambha had kidnapped Lakshmana. Was it Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana? So he kidnapped him. So they were very angry. He kidnapped to marry this girl. So the family was very angry. So they they captured Sambha after a good fight. And anyway, Krishna and his party went there to make some negotiation to settle it, or we'll have a fight. And Balaram thought, no, it's a family affair. We shouldn't have fights. And I'll go a little bit ahead and I'll settle it peacefully. So he spoke very nicely to everyone, glorifying the dynasty, the Kuru dynasty. And when he had finished speaking, then the Kurus, they practically insulted Balaram. Actually, you're kings only by our grace, only because we're allowing you to be here and have a kingdom. It's by our grace only. And you have the umbrella and the whisk, the chamra, these are all royal insignia. We're allowing you to use those things. Actually, they're meant for us. But we're allowing you to lose out of affection for you. And you are just like the shoes. We are like the helmet. And now you're trying to make the shoes come to the... Well, Balaram was furious. He became furious. There was actually... It was actually a plan by the Kauravas, because Prabhupada mentions generally when there is a wedding amongst the Kshatriyas, they want to see a little bit of power display from the different parties, so they want a little bit of display. So actually, it was a kind of device. It was kind of a transcendental trick to insult Balaram, so he becomes angry, so they can see some very uncommon things, some very prowess, because he's going to be there. Their new relative now. The son is married, so they're intimately united more with the dynasty. So they want to see something, the prowess of their dynasty. Lord Balaram's going to join their part of their dynasty. So let's see some prowess. So then Lord Balaram, he did. He said, okay, if this is how you're feeling. His eyes were red with anger. He was shaking in rage. And He said, I'll dismantle their whole city. I'll drag their city into the Jamuna. And he had, with his plow, invincible plow, he started to scratch the land and pull the whole city into the Jamuna. All the buildings were trembling like an earthquake. So everybody come to their senses, you know, look what's happening. We're about to be killed. The whole city is going to be wiped out. So they're immediately coming now and offering prayers to Lord Balaram. Rama, Rama. So power, power. He's very powerful. Look, this is a very uncommon pastime of yours that you can drag the city into the river, in the river Jamuna. It's very, very uncommon. You proved it. We accept. please stop before everything collapses and we're all killed. So we see here is the origin of everything is Krishna. So even anger, which Krishna says is a bad quality, we shouldn't have it, but where does it come from? It comes from the spiritual realm. Ahamsa Vasya Prabhu, everything is coming from me. So anger is there also in the spiritual realm. Otherwise it wouldn't be here. The gopis could become angry. Why that Lord Brahma? He's got four heads. He's supposed to be intelligent. Yet he's given us eyes that blink. And when they blink, we can't see you, Krishna. So they become angry at Brahma. They criticize. How come that flute is just a piece of bit of wood? It's a bamboo wood. Right? How come it's always on Krishna's lips? The gopis are become angry with the flute. How come he gets that position? We want that. So everything that is here we experience, even so-called backward, they're all there in the spiritual, they manifest in the spiritual. Otherwise they could not be here. So Lord Balaram is the source of all these. He's the source of everything. Krishna is the source of Balaram. Balaram expands into everything. The whole world has become manifested by the power of Lord Balaram. So there was another instance when Prabhupada became angry also. It was in Delhi. They had a big panel program there. And Prabhupada was speaking on you know, how the devotees, they understand Krishna, they'll always stay with Krishna. But non-devotees, they can't really appreciate Krishna. They find fault with Krishna, with immoral or something like that. So anyway, Prabhupada was giving his lecture, I can't remember the exact verse. And all of a sudden, there's some wild hippie was there, and his long hair, and he stood up in the audience, and he shouted out, "Anybody here can understand the self, by the self, by the light of the self, who's satisfied with the self?" Prabhupada said, "Yes." Oh, Prabhupada had him brought up on the stage, and he had a microphone. It was very uncommon, but Prabhupada did give him a microphone. And then this wild hippie started raving away and ranting off. And he said, "You said Kali Yuga's already started, but Swami such and such, he says Kali Yuga hasn't started yet, it's coming." And then Prabhupada said, "Who is your authority? What authority you are quoting?" The boy says, "No, you answer my question." Prabhupada said, "No, you answer my question." The boy said, "I ask first, you answer my question." Prabhupada said, "What authority you are speaking on?" And they started shouting backwards and forwards. And Prabhupada was, and he had a gold tooth, it was coming, falling down. And everyone was alarmed in the audience. There's thousands of people there. It was a big program. They both had microphones and they were both shouting at each other. And everyone was kind of, you know, disturbed. And Molati Mataji and was sitting with all the ladies, and then the lady next to her said, "Swamiji, he should not become angry." She went whap. She slapped her right around the face. Said, "My Prabhupada can become angry if he likes." And people just stood up and started leaving and things like that. For some time after, okay, it got quiet again. But the conclusion was, I think Giriraj Maharaj was telling that, it was exactly the scene of the purple and what Prabhupada was speaking about that those, you know, who are faithful to Krishna, they will always be, and those who are not sure, or then, so it's like that. He said all those people who were unsure, not really devotees, they all kind of left, thought the Swamiji was wrong because he got angry. But Prabhupada was showing his anger that you quote this one, quote that one, quote this one. But, you know, what is your authority? We have to stick from the authority of the parampara if we want to really understand the truth. Otherwise, there's millions and millions of misrepresentatives in the world today. So, to establish the truth, then anything, anger can be used. So, even Lord Balaram becomes angry, here it's mentioned, in his other forms also. Yeah, you alone cause the creation, maintenance, annihilation of the cosmos, and for you there is no prior cause. Indeed, authorities say that the worlds are merely a plaything for you as you perform your pastime. O unlimited one of a thousand heads, as your pastime you carry this earthly globe on one of your heads. At the time of annihilation, you withdraw the entire universe within your body and remain alone. You lie down to rest. So here is considered another pastime of the Lord Balaram. He becomes Anantashesh and expands with these millions of hoods, and the whole universe are held by the potency of Anantadev. Prabhupada calls it, he said, the scientists call this the law of gravity. But what is that gravity? Is holding everything in position is the Anantadev's hoods and heads. He is holding all the planets, and the universe is on his heads, on his hoods, in a subtle form. Otherwise we'd be able to see it, but we don't see it. So we can understand it in his very subtle form, that he is maintaining the whole universe. So he's doing this so the universe can be manifested, and he's playing his role of maintaining. But after some time, he's thinking, well, these stupid living entities. You know, the Lord went to such a great extent to create all of the worlds. And they're all, what are they doing? None of them are surrendering to Krishna. They're wasting their time here, chasing after heavenly happiness in the material world. And they're simply bound up in the cycle of birth and death. It's time for the annihilation. So there are different causes why this is one of the causes. Balaram becomes angry as Anantadev, Anantashesh. He becomes angry at those stupid living entities. They got another chance. Mahavishnu breathed out, all the living entities came out, the whole universe, the whole creation started. Prabhupada said it's like rolling a carpet out. The whole creation is simultaneously, it's spread. So he went to so much trouble, and the living entities are still not taken to Krishna consciousness, but they're still trying to create some kind of happiness in this material world. So Balaram becomes angry, and Anantashesh becomes angry, and then fire comes from his mouth, from the bottom of the universe, and slowly he burns the whole universe, unlimited fire, because he has to exhibit anger. To do something like this, anger has to be there, so he's being used now. He's angry with the living entities. Like Arjuna had to be angry. Prabhupada said, if you're not angry on the battlefield, how you can fight? So he was incited to be angry, Arjuna, ultimately. So this is the glories of the Lord that we are dealing with. He lays down as his pastime. What is his pastime? He's in Yoga Nidra. Lord Mahavishnu, he's lying on the ocean, causal ocean. Yoga Nidra. So, mystic sleep. And he's having a dream, amorous dream. Because God's business is pleasure. So even dreaming, he has nice amorous dreams. And he sees the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, Roma Devi. He casts his glance. This is his pastime. What did he sleep? And then Roma Devi, she carries that glance. It becomes dislocated from Vishnu. But she carries the glance towards the material creation. She carries the function of the glance. And along with the living entities, and time is there also. And as the living entities are being carried, Roma Devi is carrying all the living entities. The living entities, they're being awakened now from their sleep. Now they're awakened because they're coming. And they say, oh, Roma Devi, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is there. And she's unprotected. So that I could protect that masculine. Purusha Bhav starts to become manifest. I could protect her. I could be her protector. She's all alone. So then she transforms into Mahamaya and enters the Mahatattva. The glance enters and becomes Shambhu. It's a reflection. So the reflection of Roma Devi, or the goddess of fortune, becomes Maya Devi. Yoga Maya reflects as Mahamaya. It's not two potencies, it's only one potency of the Lord. But they're acting differently. One is the Yoga Maya and one is Mahamaya. One is dealing with the spiritual realm and one is... Her reflection deals with the material world. But it's not two personalities. He's Chaiva Durga, the shadow of Durga, it says in the Brahma Samhita. But the original Durga is in the spiritual world. And her reflection, the Durga, is the shadow of the real Durga. So it's just one potency, it's not two potencies. So she reflects into the material world as Mahamaya Durga Devi, and the glance reflects into the material world as Shambhu. And then the combination of Shambhu and Devi, then the whole creation can take place. So this is all being done, practically the Lord's asleep. And such fantastic arrangement is being made. Just by his part, and he's sleeping. He's not even. We got to work so hard to maintain a little business. he's half asleep. He's having a nice dream, and all this creation annihilation goes on. For us, it's an eternity. It's all just a little pastime of the Lord. So he's doing it in his resting time. We have to create something in our working time. He's creating in his resting time. Yeah, so they're saying here, you're angry, you become angry. You become angry only to maintain and protect the world. The Guru's admitted Balaram's anger was entirely appropriate and in fact was meant for their benefit. As Srila Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur points out, the Guru was saying, because you exhibit your anger, we have now become civilized, whereas previously we were wicked and could not see you, being blinded as we were by pride. So here Balaram is removing all the pride by exhibiting the anger, and he's using the word civilized, making them uncivilized. They're the Kuru dynasty, they're Aryan, they're a great dynasty, great race, but because they've forgotten the position of Balaram in this story, they're considering they're uncivilized. So civilization begins at the point of Vanashram, and the purpose of Vanashram is to understand Vishnu, is to understand Krishna. So civilization begins at the point of Vanashram, when all one's activities are done, performed to please the Lord. So at least they're forgetting the by this forgetting the Lord, then they're considering themselves uncivilized, or at least Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is. But one who knows the purpose of life, to satisfy Krishna and engages in it, then that's considered to be civilized. So anyway, Balaram is bringing out all these points, not because he's angry or he wants anything like that, but he wants to set example for the for everyone. They will learn by that lesson of his becoming angry. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shama Veda Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Thank you. Thank you. Time to finish? Question? Already it's 9:15. What is usual time? Huh? 10. Can I get away? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.